This is Ted Kennedy. Is Iraq's nuclear threat a reason for war? In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, when a public opinion poll reported recently that Iraq's nuclear threat was the only reason Americans were prepared to go to war, the Bush administration suddenly started emphasizing that threat. But that makes no sense. Saddam Hussein has been trying for years to acquire nuclear weapons. Now the world has finally awakened to the danger, and that's a good thing. But it'll take him at least 5 to 10 years to develop an arsenal of nuclear weapons. A more immediate concern is that in 6 to 9 months, he might conceivably be able to use his current tiny supply of uranium to construct a single crude nuclear device. If he tries, we'll still have adequate notice through strict international inspections that Iraq continues to allow. The nuclear threat is no greater today than when the crisis began last August, Al. It's no excuse for war on January 15th.
Come on now, Ted. If you think Saddam Hussein will give us some kind of notice that he's building a nuclear bomb, then consider this. Iraq signed a nuclear non-proliferation treaty many years ago, but that didn't stop them from stockpiling uranium and smuggling in highly sophisticated nuclear triggers last spring. They lie. And if that isn't warning enough, I don't know what is. Ted, Hussein is a mean, tough, and brutal military commander. He knows the power of surprise, and he used it to clobber Kuwait. Right now, he has 27 pounds of enriched uranium, enough to build a 12-kiloton device. Even if he couldn't launch his bomb from a missile, he could still wire it up in Kuwait and threaten to detonate it if the world doesn't let him stay. Ted, this is your warning and your wake-up call. You and Neville Chamberlain would make a great pair. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the new immigration law, which will help create new Americans. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.